on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Don Schenk joins us. He's the executive director of The Tide Global Radio Ministry. You can go to thetide.org. We're going to be talking about anti-Christian hate that's soaring in India after a recent re-election of the prime minister there. But before we jump into that, let me bring Don in. Don, thanks again for taking the time to be with us.
Well, thank you, Steve. I very much appreciate the opportunity to share what's happening with our brothers and sisters around the world.
Well, and now listen, we're going to jump right into that. But I do want, for those not familiar with The Tide, it's a ministry that's been in existence for 75 years. So certainly predates both you and I, Don. But for those not familiar, if you could just walk them through quickly the mission of the Tide Ministry.
Yeah, our mission statement is to be creatively sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide through media and partnerships. And so what started in 1946 as a local English radio broadcast here in central Pennsylvania through various avenues ended up being broadcast in Southern Africa and India, and then transitioning to using indigenous languages. So that today we don't have that half-hour program anymore in English. We work exclusively with boots on the ground around the world to help them produce and utilize their own media outreach. A lot of radio, predominantly radio, but some television, a lot more online now that many, many more people around the world have access to smartphones and things like social media, YouTube, all these outlets. However people are consuming media, we want to help indigenous groups be able to produce gospel programming in that media to share the love of Christ with their own people in their own language.
Okay, now with that in mind, let me just tell the listener, you can go to thetide.org, find out much more about the ministry, and even choose to support them financially with words of encouragement or, of course, praying for what's going on with updates you might find at thetide.org. And as you mentioned, going into these countries, I have to imagine, depending on how the government is, whether it's indifferent to Christianity or friendly to Christianity, that makes it a lot easier. But when you have a landscape where there's anti-Christian hate, which, as we mentioned, it's soaring in India after the re-election of Prime Minister. And is it Modi? Is that how you say his name?
Modi. Yes. Yes.
And
Modi.
I'm assuming it's a he.
Yes, it is a he.
Okay. So kind of walk us through what's happening there so Christians can better understand the urgency and the need for prayer and support.
Yeah. Well, Modi was recently re-elected towards the end of 2024 when they had their general elections. And what is a bit unique about this is when Modi first was elected as prime minister initially, he did make it clear that he wants India to be a Hindi nation. Now, last elections, when I talked to our partners, they said, well, yes, that stuff, but we still have some hope because the local members of parliament from the states, there were more of those who were more moderate and could help to kind of moderate a little bit. But what happened with the last elections is that more and more parliamentary seats from the states were filled by people from Modi's party. So he has gained additional power as in terms of promoting his Hindutva agenda, which is to make India a Hindi nation. That translates into hardship for believers on the ground, because it emboldens their non-Christian neighbors to just rise up. So the actual, when it comes to terms of people being beaten and places being, their homes being destroyed, that's not the government doing it, but it's somewhat government sanctioned in a sense, because the grassroots level uprising against Christianity, the Hindu believers feel that they have the backing of the government or the approval.
Okay, and for those not familiar with the makeup of religions in India, Now, maybe I'm wrong. Hindu is the largest religion there. And then I know there's a number of Sikhs there as well. What's kind of the pie wedges? How is that? Can you speak to that?
Pie wedges, probably, believe probably about 80% of the population would say they are Hindu. And I don't know what percentage of those are the devout Hindu who really want all other religions gone. But then there are Muslims, Christians, you mentioned the Sikhs. That other 20%, the Christian portion of that is just around 3%, but it's even lower than that in the area where we have the majority of our operations in a cluster of states in Northeast India, where it is just very much predominantly Hindu, and they're less than 1% of the population are believers.
Okay, so with Christian ministries in India, and of course now obviously our audience should be aware of the Tide. Go to thetide.org to find out more. Our audience very acquainted with the GFA World and the work they've done there for years. But regardless, when you find Christian ministries operating in India, along with that comes compassion, social welfare projects, and the Tide. I mean, the plan is to expand that and reach more people. I guess with this happening, you expect delays, and it's really not going to be an easy go.
Yeah, with the Tide Ministry, we partner with our organization in India is called Good News Hour, and they've been in existence there since the late 70s. And the government of India has regulations on how foreign currency can come in. So we have to have what's called a Foreign Currency Regulation Act certificate. It has to be renewed every 5 years. We've never had a problem with that. I've been with the Tide Ministry 24 years, and it was only in April of 2023 that we got our first refusal. And we have appealed that, and we've come back. Finally, now they've said no. They found evidence in our office of documentation of conversions. And many of the states in that area have anti-conversion laws. And because they found that evidence, they have said that they have frozen our bank account in India and said, you cannot bring funds in. We cannot reapply and appeal that again. We have done that appeal. We've been through the process. Final denial, April of 2026 is the next time we can actually reapply. So we're having to make some adjustments on how we operate in India. As you mentioned, we have a lot of what we call compassion work. In India, they call it social welfare. We have 30 literacy training centers for people out in the villages who don't know how to read and write. We do vegetable gardening to help them garden and get a bit of an income, help with their economic empowerment. We do basic health clinics, teach hygiene, good hygiene. There's a lot of different things that we do in the villages that is not an overt proclamation of the gospel, but it's showing the love of Christ in tangible ways, and it goes hand in hand with our radio broadcasts. So those
okay. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I'm saying those were an indirect effect of this is it's creating a greater cooperative effort among organizations within India, because we've had to have discussions with other groups who still have that certificate. We have to be careful of what we're doing, but to be able to say to another organization, you know, we've got these literacy training projects. We can't get the money there. Can you kind of adopt them as your projects under your certificate of registration? And we'll provide the funding from the US through your channel. We don't have a lot of highly paid staff in India. A lot of these classes are taught by volunteers who get an honorarium, but to finance that through kind of another channel, it makes it much more difficult for us to provide the clear accountability that our donors here in the US like to see. But it's getting those ministries to be able to continue.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask for specificity for prayer and needs for financial assistance. But one of the things before you jump into that list, Don, that I just heard was that our listeners need to be praying for the Tide, which thetide.org, again, to go find out more about the organization, is to be praying for the leadership at the Tide to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove in dealing with getting the resources needed to continue the ministry that they're doing and want to expand in India. Was that well articulated?
That is perfectly articulated. That's exactly what we need. And as I mentioned about partnerships between organizations, I was just in India and I met with our board of directors there. And we're kind of like, to some degree, changing a few way we do some things. And one of the things that we've always done is to keep very meticulous records on responses. And there is an incredible spiritual hunger there. We're seeing an increase in the number of people responding. And in a recent reporting period, we had over 19,000 people who responded to the radio programs, sent out 4,500 pieces of literature, Bibles, Christian literature. And I used to be able to tell you how many of those responses would be new believers who accepted Jesus because they heard on the radio, or seekers who are asking to know more about this Jesus they're hearing out about, or who were believers who were saying they're encouraged in their faith. We're no longer breaking that down because we cannot have that documentation in our office in India of any new believers or conversions. We simply now are tracking how many are responding. We're still doing the ministry. We're still partnering with getting those listeners plugged in with local churches. So one of the decisions that we made in our board meeting was we have two people now that all they are to do is to go out into the areas and try to find churches that we're not aware of. We have an extensive database of churches where we can plug in listeners, but find more churches, those who we can rely on them to come in and assist with the important work of discipleship. So in terms of prayer, pray for good connections and good working relationships, cooperation, because there is in India at many times a little bit of a distancing because there has been a competition for funding from the, and so people are hesitant to really make a connection because maybe their funding will be compromised.
Go ahead, Don. I don't want to cut you off.
Well, I'm just saying, as we move forward, it's important. And I think there is a growing openness for cooperation across denominations and Christian ministries. So pray that continues and bears fruit.
Okay. Well, as you kind of paint the picture, give us that landscape, what I see is fertile ground and the enemy isn't happy with it because there's someone there that's prepared to bring the message. And like another ministry we had on just this week, Lana Silk from Transform Iran, talking, we're in the midst of Ramadan and praying for the Muslim community. You spoke to the hunger for truth that people mm-hmm. are seeking to find out who this Jesus is. And, you and other ministries are seeing in India and Pakistan and Iran, Iraq, men dreaming dreams. I don't think the Western Christian really has a sense for the urgency to get the gospel to where you're trying to get to. With just about a minute, I want to throw that out to you.
Yeah, and pray for the church in North America to catch that vision. I am so grateful for the many generous supporters. We couldn't exist without the generosity of the church in North America, but I believe that generosity could be ramped up, and through prayer support, through financial support, God will continue to send his gospel out and to impact lives around the globe. There's a hunger. We have what it takes to meet that hunger.
All right. Well, Don Schenk, Executive Director of the Tide Global Radio Ministry, thank you so much again for your time.
Thank you. I've enjoyed talking about this.
All right. Hey, to learn more about the Tide Global Ministry, visit the website, thetide.org. You can also find them on the social media pages, Facebook, at @GospelTide. That's Facebook.com/GospelTide or Instagram @_Gospel_Tide. Instagram.com/The_Gospel_Tide. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.